watching all the anime. Redcaster, Joe Raven.
Equipment Wielder, Bluecaster, Ishida Zazeel.
Respecting the source material, Greencaster, Zenshi.
Actually White, Blackcaster, Ransack.
Trauma Inducer, Northcaster, Selsaga.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. We are short Mr. Pink tonight, but in his place, someone I think you'll all agree is far superior.
Yes. Definitely far north of the current quality.
Oh,
how you do go on.
No, I mean it's gone.
Go on, say
what? That's all I have, darling. You're not that good.
Joining us once again is Mr. Cell Saga, a.k.a. the Northcaster.
Hey, what's up? It's been a while, guys.
Yay.
But I'm glad to be back.
You picked a fucking amazing time.
I truly did pick an amazing time to come back through time after I was fighting aliens.
Well, that's where we're going with.
Underwater. I was like, is that where Pinkcaster ended up?
Yes, he had to take
that
place.
That is season two after we finish beating Metrolinx.
Yeah.
We go to that dimension to finish the fight.
Yes. I've made the groundwork.
Exactly. But that's the precursor. So that means Cast Ranger season one is ending soon. We're reaching the climax of the season.
All right. So before we get started with the episodes, I have a couple of news topics to bring up. First off, there was a trademark filing recently. They're doing a Baron and Zangetsu side story movie.
Yes.
I'm so excited. So much more of Takatara. I'm very curious to see how they bring Kaito back, especially in the Drive Gaim movie that's now out.
Kota
or,
said,
or,
oh,
or will be out soon, I don't know.
Kota said, I miss Kaito. Hi, Kaito.
Disney Prince Kota snapped his fingers and Kaito was back.
We already know his spirit is haunting that fucking tree.
True.
Also, he's kind of Jesus now. Kota is kind of Jesus now.
And it's not like Kaito's spirit has gone anywhere. He's kind of haunting that tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Probably just goes, hey, Kaito, here's the body. There you go.
So we don't have any other details at the moment other than we know that it exists and it will feature Baron and Zangetsu.
Also Mai.
Oh, yeah?
Mai is back in the Drive Guy movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It looked like somebody was trying to take her hostage, from the look of it.
That yeah.
But terrible. That's to say she's in her, her regular ass form.
Oh,
so maybe she gets her powers taken away or some shit?
Or they don't have any more powers because there's no more Genesis drivers and she's a Genesis rider?
No, we're talking about Mai.
Oh, Mai. I thought you were talking about...
Minato?
Minato, yeah. No.
None of that.
No.
What? Oh, so she... Well, yeah, she's got god powers too now, doesn't she?
Yes.
Okay.
So excited for Mecha Frieza.
You mean Dragon Duke?
Yes, that thing you just said.
Yeah, Duke...
Yeah, that thing I said.
Duke Dragon Energy Arms looks fucking sick.
That is it. Ryoma Sengoku died. The enemy for this movie brings him back to life. With science.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hi, Mecha Frieza.
Like I said, I was right when I noticed that he didn't have an impact.
He died.
Well, yeah.
The whole thing is he brought him back from the dead.
Yeah, sure.
Using cybernetics.
Or they pulled his corpse away before he died and brought him back up. I don't know. I'm sure we'll get the story,
or maybe not.
He was in
Because Kikider.
He was in One Piece when he died.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did they find the One Piece?
It's like Anakin Skywalker. There were just some places in need of patching up. Like his entire lower
some
jaw.
Some slight swooshing to deal with.
Which is probably where he landed.
Some very slight swooshing.
Yeah, he landed on his jaw.
Jaw first.
Ouch.
And it's
just Sengoku Ryoma dead with his bottom jaw just...
Just barren underbite. Barren underbite.
Yeah.
Oh!
You ain't the merc with the mouth no more, said Fox.
Moving on, next bit of news. So we've already talked about the Tokyuger Hyper Battle video. There's going to be a second Tokyuger magazine special. It's going to be a two-parter. The first part is labeled as something about talking about the 38 Sentai plus one, which means it's probably going to have some preview bits about the next Sentai named Ninja. And then the second part is apparently a trivia game show between Tokyo Ichigo and Kyori Red. So it'll be probably something like the Decade Net movies. Speaking of Ninja, they recently did the official reveal for the suits and the starting mecha. The Ninja suits actually look fucking amazing, in my opinion.
I thought they looked really good,
the
too.
The sash across the shoulder is really nice.
There's a very definite Shuriken theme going on here.
Shuriken.
Shuriken, whatever.
Well, yeah, the name of the Sentai is Shuriken Sentai Ninja.
You think they're just fucking with us at this point?
Like, yes.
Stupid Westerners.
I just like how sleek they are.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Yeah. And apparently the name of their starting mech is Shurikenjin.
That's hilarious. It's a very modernized version of, like, the type of sleek that, like, Hurikenjin was.
Yeah.
Just in the very... They are really good at doing ninjas.
Yeah, I was actually about to say, I rather like all the... The ninja styled
just how Toei like, wraps their head around
like,
motifs. They do ninjas really well.
Like, I really like the Kaku Ranger and the Hurricaneer and
like, let's these be honest, as Megaforce showed us, you don't get angels from Gosager. That's not. They do ninjas really well.
That's a ninja.
Yeah. They also revealed what like their hero names are going to be, and for the first time since Go Ranger, the first Super Sentai, they're using the Japanese color names. Not our Aka Red notwithstanding.
Well, he kind of used both.
Yeah. But, yeah, the names of the names of the individual heroes are Aka Ninja, Ao Ninja, Shiro Ninja, Momo Ninja, and Ki Ninja.
Wasn't there something going on with the colors that they haven't done in a while, too?
Yes, for the first time in the Core 5 team, we have both a pink and a white ranger.
Yep.
Which hasn't happened since...
I don't know
but
if it has.
Same,
Scout Ranger.
But at the same
no,
time...
No, the White Ranger and the Pink Ranger were the same Ranger in that team.
Oh, right.
It was
red, blue, black, yellow, white.
But they were saying this has happened before.
I'm not sure.
It's been a while.
But at the same time, though, it's been pretty clear at this point. It's actually just a core three-man Sentai, and they're the extras.
Oh, really?
They
didn't look any different.
That's what it sounds like from what I'm hearing.
Okay.
It's just another core three-man team, and then white and pink are the extra two.
I hope not.
I actually would be very curious to see how they pull that off. The core three would be males, and then the two extras would be females, hopefully.
Well, that's how it is.
I would like to see that happen.
It is.
They've already confirmed yellow is a guy.
Yeah.
Well, you look at the suits, it's very clearly that white and pink are female, and red, blue, and yellow are male, so, yeah. That would be interesting to see, like, I wonder if they'll do a thing with that, like, girls.
Yeah. What?
Girls aren't allowed to be ninjas.
Girls can't be ninjas!
Well, Kaku Ranger, I don't believe, had a pink ranger, but it did have a white ranger, and that white ranger was a woman,
yes.
And it was also the leader.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
that was cool, too.
This kind of set up like Kaku Ranger a little bit. Yeah, they turn into the alien rangers in MMPR.
Yeah.
Kaku Ranger's fun.
And one of the revealed casting rumored casting choices for the Blue Ranger is apparently Yuichi Nakamura, aka Kamen Riders Kyoki and Zeranos.
Oh, here's how I see this. He's coming back in the Gaim Drive movie.
Is he?
He's been the one with Black.
He's in it.
That's the guy who played Kotaro Minami.
Yeah.
Ow. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's the guy who played Black.
Yeah, yes. What movie is he in?
Drive.
He's gonna
the
be
guy in Drive movie.
He's gonna be no, not that movie. He is gonna be in another Drive movie.
Okay. They said he's gonna be in the same movie he's in.
Yuichi Nakamura.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they said the Black and Zeranos are gonna be in the same movie.
Which means it's going to be a Drive Ninja movie.
That was my question. Are they introducing him as Ao Ninja? Or is he reprising his role as Zeranos?
I don't know.
Because it is a Rider movie.
We don't know for sure which movie it is yet. We know it's going to involve Drive, because, you know, Rider on. But if he is being introduced as Ao Ninja, then it could very well be a Drive Ninja movie.
But that's what I'm saying, which is... I'm a little more hopeful than that, than him randomly reprising another Kamen Rider role that has absolutely nothing to do with Drive.
I don't want
to
see...
That's why I'm hoping for the former.
Exactly.
He's Xeranos, right?
Yes.
I don't want to see more Deno in things.
But that's not...
He's aged noticeably.
That's fine, but I mean, it's more to the point of... There's only two places they can go at this. He's reprising Xeranos or...
God knows they're not going to make him reprise Kyoki from Hibiki.
I'm sorry, Hibiki, what?
so that's about it. There was one more interesting bit of news. This is slightly spoilerish, so you may want to skip ahead a minute if you don't want news about Kamen Rider Mach. So they revealed who's playing Kamen Rider Mach, along with a bit of info on the character. So the actor name is Yui Naba. I don't know if he's done anything else. The character name for Mach is Go Shinjima. Apparently he's Kiriko's brother. That'll be interesting.
His name is Go.
Yes. Of course. Shinjima Go. Apparently, Yui Naba. Apparently he was also in Kimi to Boku, if that makes a difference to anyone.
I know what that is, but
Would.
It's based off of Mulligan.
Are we talking about teams of white and pink on the same team?
Yeah.
Change Man.
Oh, okay.
So, one of those pre-Zero Ranger, haven't really looked into.
Showa era Sentai.
1985.
Yeah. So, oh, hey,
we've got to get back
born.
To the future.
Oh, hey, that one that aired before I was born. Okay.
Yay.
Yeah.
That one.
Anyone else have any news to bring up?
Several, but hey.
No.
Okay.
Did you guys see that Star Wars trailer?
I might be checking out, I think it was called Armor Hero. It's a Chinese.
Oh, yeah, the one that was...
It's actually got, like, for... The armors look pretty cool. The production values look pretty alright.
I saw that one dude with the bow and arrow who looked pretty cool.
It comes in a hilarious English dub. And it's got a hip-hop opening theme.
We should look that up.
Yeah, they're not bad. I'm actually going to take a look at it for a laugh.
The new live-action Cinderella movie... Featuring Helena Bonham Carter as the fairy godmother.
Oh no!
No one's heard of this?
No, I've heard of it, but I tried to.
I saw the trailer.
I tried to repress it.
I saw the trailer when I went to see Big Hero 6.
Cinderella live action featuring Helena Bonham Carter as the fairy godmother.
As much as I love talking about mainstream film, I was trying to keep this toku related.
But Cinderella is a toku.
Oh! Can't see this. Paul's head literally exploded.
That's such an incredulous statement.
You mad though?
Slightly, but not enough to make a scene.
Midnight.
No, actually, Cinderella. No, actually, explain yourself.
What? The whole. I'm a lonely, like, I can't do nothing. Girl, help me! I will give you a superpower! And gives her her Maho Shoujo dress.
Her henshin is bippity boppity boo.
Exactly! She just needs Gosei to do the transformation for her.
She's got a pumpkin neck.
The pumpkin is her mecha.
Totes toku, you guys.
Oh my god!
And the weird, like, shrouded in darkness antagonist.
Now I'm imagining, like, the evil stepmother being like
she's got the real clothes that have just turned big. Her weird hair going out. She's got the fucking
Rita Repulsa
horns.
Cinderella, you'll never go to the ball.
I love how that was halfway between Rita and fucking
now I'm
going Gilbert
to
marry Godfrey.
My daughters to royalty.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Those are her, like, the general.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this skinny one to be like, I will destroy Cinderella's life, for I am Goldar. Cinderella shouldn't be allowed to wear that dress. We gotta get it from her.
Let's lock her in her room.
And then there's a bamboo there. Excellent idea, girls.
And, like, the mice are Vulcan Skull.
No, they're the teenagers with attitude.
Oh, okay.
And she's their Megazord.
So wait.
So they get inside her?
It's off. They're riding. They're like riding on her on the dress that they left made.
So pumpkin carriage is the upgrade to the mech.
It's Titanus.
So
her in the carriage is the Ultra Zord.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Cinderella is the Mega Zord.
Okay, fuck whatever we were gonna call this episode. This is Goop now poof. Called Goop Maho Shoujo Cinderella.
Maho Shoujo Cindy Chan.
So how does the glass slipper fit into this?
That's the plot device. That's the
MacGuffin. Hyper-Resha. It's the Hyper-Resha. Maximum power
no,
with glass
slipper.
That's
like the lock seat. She takes the slipper off. The whole dress goes up in smoke.
True say.
That
it's
works.
The lock seat. You take it out, away goes your powers.
That works.
And the evil stepmother in the third movie secretly infected it with evil Green Ranger powers.
That's it. It is not the inherent morpher, but it is the source of the transformation
it's the
power.
It's the power coin, not the morpher.
Yes. That. Because the fairy godmother is the morpher.
No, she's Ninjor.
Cinderella, we must get you to the ball.
Cinderella, we must get you to the ball.
Come around, and I will make you a magical transport. We are going on a journey.
We did it, guys.
Oh,
we
my
won.
God. What the fuck are we here for again? Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
Fuck.
So, this week, beyond all of that, we are talking about Kamen Rider Drive Episode 8, Resha Sentai Tokyuger Episode 38, and holy shit, finally, the Sharivan Next Generation movie. Alright, let's talk about... let's talk about Drive. All we need is Drive! Okay, so we start where the cliffhanger left off, where Chaser is about to shoot, but he doesn't feel like shooting Kiriko for some fucking reason that we'll probably find out for a while.
But he said it.
Because Mysterious passed, and that's how he's rationalizing it to himself.
But then he voiced it as, I won't attack humans.
That's just what
Which
he said.
Which is something he came up with after the fact to justify the fact that he couldn't bring himself to do it.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely sure there's just something about his past that's fucking him over on this.
Well,
he's probably related to her in some way.
The thing is,
form.
Brain said it very clearly that he was born to kill Kamen Rider, so anything outside of that mission is going to confuse him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure we'll get the origin
not
story.
Not Kamen Rider, Gundam.
It's not his prime directive.
No, not Kamen Rider, not Gundam.
No.
No, well, God, sure. Putting gun down is what
yeah,
he
that's
meant.
What I mean.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant gun down as in...
I was like, none. That.
Yeah.
No. We'll get to guns later.
So then Chaser's weapon turns into fucking wings out of nowhere, and he pussies out.
I must go now.
My
people need me.
Just, he died halfway
fucking
there.
Diesel O's out of there?
With his dick out of a box?
No.
Oh, wait, that's Tokyo.
Oh, and I like how fucking Belt-san is, like, jiggling around on the ground by himself. Apparently the belt has hydraulics.
Yep.
Hey, man, whoever put...
Because every car needs hydraulics.
The belt, though.
No, whoever put their brain in that belt decided, nah, dog, I'm gonna pimp my belt, too.
Pimp my henching belt.
Like, just... He pimped his ride, so he's just like, man, if I'm gonna be in this belt for the rest of, like, eternity, I'm just gonna
pimp
the belt,
this
too.
Shit.
Put some fucking rims on that shit that fucking match my car.
I am Kokan!
Swag rims!
Give me some fucking sweet LEDs for my face. Give me some fucking facial expression, Nick.
I want to emote the shit out of my emotions.
Yes. I would like to be able to create comedic emotions out of LED lights. Like comedic faces out of LED lights that convey how I feel.
Sad face!
Yes,
Maybe
I should tell someone that I'm driving just so that like they can give us a hand and so that.
I guess that's a no.
Yeah, as long as the evil pizzas eventually show up in Drive, I'll be fine.
I'll let you know. So
evil pizza delivery. Card.
So Tamari passes out and wakes up back in the garage, and Kiriko's like, "Oh, you're awake? Okay, bye," and fucks off immediately.
Everyone fucks off in this episode.
Yeah. And then they start talking about the gun that they're making for Drive, and he starts imagining it as the handle gun, Which I would not be totally against. I'd like to see that actually.
Turn the wheel to reload.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something.
It makes more sense than turn the wheel to slash.
Open the door and close it again to fucking reload.
We're not there yet. We'll get to that.
Sorry, I'm not over that. That was dumb.
Yes.
You jumped the sharks on that one.
I don't care.
No, the show jumped the shark. He just pointed it out.
We haven't gotten to it yet, so let's move on. Let's move on so I can hate it later.
He blew his load too early.
So the chief of their police department is then talking to Takasugi, the reporter dude, because this is part two of the same arc, and he's like interviewing him because he figures this will help better their image so they can get more funding. And in the middle of this stupid conversation, he's like, "I'm looking for a scoop on the Kamen Rider." One dude's immediate response: "You want some common soup? Excuse me?" And I'm like, "Oh god!"
Yeah, Japan loves their puns.
Yes, yes, gotta love those words that sound almost exactly the same.
Yep. And continuing my streak of, oh my god, everyone in the show is stupid and doesn't know that he's drive. Kiriko shows up and talks to Tamari about the shift cars, and Takasugi's right there and immediately responds to her comment. And still is completely none the wiser.
There's a very... I noticed there's kind of like a Clark Kentian thing going on there, where it's like so clearly obvious.
It's glasses and slick back hair.
Exactly. Like you said it yourself. He's literally wearing the thing.
Yeah. I like to call it the Sailor Moon condition. Whatever you want to... It's Sailor Moon.
Fucking Clark.
Tiara, magic disguise.
It's just, oh no, something terrible is happening. Glasses off. Oh my god, it's Superman!
Clark, you always miss Superman.
Clark, where have you been?
Superman, I hear you're going on an adventure. Can I come with? Oh, hey. I must have mistaken you for somebody.
Still wearing the fucking costume with the glasses on.
Yeah.
Clark, you going to a Halloween party there?
And then, of course, one of my favorite comic book covers of all time. Superman busting into Lois Lane's place, breaking up with her on the spot because she is not smart enough to put two and two together that he is in fact Superman. I could never be with someone not intelligent enough to realize that behind these glasses and hairstyle, I am in fact Clark Kent. How could you miss that?
Behind the glasses, I am in fact Clark Kent?
Well, in front, with the glasses, I am in fact Clark Kent.
Whatever. Why?
Let me introduce you to my secret identity, Superman.
Yeah, I
know. So, they solve the mystery and figure out that the Roid Mutes are attacking the buildings that are related to the company that was trying to cover up the reporter's news stories from a year ago. Blah, blah, blah. This plot doesn't fucking matter. Fast forward to the fight, we see Drive actually do a form change from Type Speed to Type Wild for the first time, and it's pretty cool.
His car turns into Christopher Nolan's Trideron again.
Oh, God.
God, I love that.
So, at this point, Midori, whatever, Rina, whatever the fuck name she goes by now, shows up with the newest drive weapon, the fucking door gun.
Oh, this.
And they just get
which he names himself on the spot because that's his fucking.
Over and over
his
again.
His naming sense sucks.
I love how he was.
Door gun? I like this door gun.
I love how he was totally ready to call it the handle gun at first.
It's a handle gun. No, wait. This is a door gun!
Oh,
and the belt. And the belt's just sitting there like, Can you rethink your naming sense, please?
Fuck you, Dorgon!
Fuck you, Dorgon! Go!
Parents are going, we raised a genius, didn't we?
Haven't we not had this since Deno?
Absolutely. Train slash!
Yeah. What was the last time we had someone naming their shit at, like, just...
On a whim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At their own leisure, like, no one... Like, they went to name it and no one corrected them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was Deno.
Yep.
It's like, hey, guy. Hey, I'm gonna use this door gun.
No, you know what else did it? Forze.
Yeah.
Ride a rocket drill space kick.
Was that him?
That was him. No one called him out on it though.
Okay.
But that was totally him.
Fine. Forze and Deno.
Yeah. The stupid shows.
Yeah.
You're sensing a trend!
Come on, Drive, you're better than that.
Oh my god.
Well, in its defense, it is using its lighthearted tone a little bit better than those two did. Those two were really, really over the top about what they were doing with how lighthearted they were. This show's got some grit to it, but it's a nice emotional grit that carries more like an undertone through the show underneath all the sort of jokiness, which I like. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I was going to say, because this was the first episode of Drive I've ever seen, and I have to agree with you there. It does seem to be more lighthearted than Gein, for sure, but it didn't seem like it was trying to be silly about it. It was like, you know, oh, we're reporters. And, like, once again, there's sort of, we're reporters and cops. There is a almost Saturday morning, like, DC Comics cartoon thing going on.
Like I've been mentioning a few times, his original form reminds me kind of Spider-Man, and this new bulky black form, which has points all over the place, and a big bulky black freaking Batmobile, basically. I just sort of think that the forms of this are kind of being inspired by Western superheroes, and the tropes that they're using are kind of being inspired by Western superheroes.
Which is funny, because the Trideron's type technique form looks like something out of fucking Beetleborgs.
Crazy.
And we'll see it next week.
I want to see that, actually.
Yeah. So yeah, the door gun is a thing, and after unloading the first round, he's confused on how to reload it.
Just open the door and then shut it again. Oh, okay, if that's how you go, click.
Just open the door, right? Got it.
Opens the door, starts shooting.
Door ajar, door ajar.
The door is ajar. Why isn't it working? And then Chaser immediately shoots one arrow at him, telling him to get the fuck back down there and listen to her. Fucking close the door!
You moron!
I like that. He was like, you are the dumbest thing. You know what? She seems to know what's going on. Here, get the fuck down there and fight me fair.
I just want to see that whole scene from Chaser's angle. Like, he's trying to shoot, and he's just holding his gun out. Click. Fires one arrow.
Yeah, back.
May I also point out that just that first little instance of that, man, for a cop, he doesn't know how to hold a gun.
That too.
He's holding it gangster style on the side, and he's just shooting at the guy. And it's like, really?
Well, the thing is, it looks heavy.
It's so holding with one hand makes it easier? What?
No, him holding it with one hand was a completely separate farce.
And then, of course, later on, I mean, I know later on what he was doing, when he was holding it with both hands. Now, I know this is, like, fucking proper, but he's holding it all close up to him, like,
yep. Good job.
My shit.
He's gonna fucking next thing you know, he's gonna time crisis it. Hold the gun with one hand and just like rapid fire the trigger with his other hand.
Yeah. No, but he's just holding it like right up close to his face, like pew pew pew. I know that's proper, but at the same time, it looks really fucking stupid for a gun rider to be doing that.
Oh, I like how he fucking blocked an attack with the door gun.
Yeah.
Like, he held it sideways so the door part was facing out and used it to block an attack.
I would have loved it if he's, like, looking behind it and he presses a button and the window goes down.
I want him to wake up one morning to find key marks in that gun.
Someone tried to key the door gun.
That would be amazing.
And then they try to blame the urban youth.
Yeah.
Dumb kids.
And another thing I noticed that was funny. Yeah. I know this is Tokusatsu's stupidity, but I just noted the fact that after blocking the attack, an explosion happened behind him, and he immediately ran out of it as type speed, even though he was just type wild.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. I'm checked out at this point.
So, I miss Time Crisis.
So he uses, like, fucking drive, speed, door, tire, kick, magic, final attack, and kills the thing and no one cares. And then we see civilian outfit Kiriko and she's actually hot.
You didn't think she was hot before?
Not really.
Oh man, that science-y stuff?
No, he's talking about the police girl.
Oh yeah, sorry. I meant in that uniform, yeah.
She, unquestioningly, if someone in here were to say that she wasn't smoking hot, I'd question certain things.
What, you don't find power sexy? You tell me you don't find power sexy?
It's the fact that I'm so used to her personality in that outfit of being such a commandeering bitch, and then seeing her, like, outside of that, with, like, all her hair down, she actually looks nice.
I like her. She's got spunk.
Yeah, Tom, like, I'm gonna leave that one
alone. Yeah, I was about to say something, too, but I'm just like,
nope,
not going there.
Tom likes her, so whatever. So, yeah, we see how Kiriko introduced Hayase, and he's like, How come we never met? Oh, because Tamari didn't want me telling you all his ugly secrets. And then they end the episode
running around. What kind of secrets? Nope, not letting you do that.
You're in a wheelchair and we're on a roof, buddy.
Don't make me finish the Roy Mutes job.
Hey, ooh. The ceiling's job. Didn't even get killed by a Roy Mute. You got hurt by a ceiling.
Well, yeah, but whatever. It was because of slowdown.
You know, I just want to bring that up for...
Also, propane explosion right next to him. But, you know, besides that...
This is just a purely a technical thing on the slow-mo. I understand that's part of the storytelling, but it just comes off to me as so much as a... Like, if a kid just discovered on his mom or dad's iPad there's a slowdown function, and they just do it for everything.
And they just have, like, a stock, like, energy fade effect that goes through.
Yeah.
Premiere, wee!
I'm using Movie Maker!
Yeah!
Oh, I'm so professional, you guys!
All we're missing for that to be a Movie Maker clip is for the rainbow color effect.
And Star Wipe.
Star Wipe everywhere!
And Star Wipe, and we're clear.
There are more wipes than Star Wipe.
Yeah. No, there's not.
I'm just gonna take my name off this.
So yeah, that's Drive, standard episode, Type Technique next week, hooray! Okay, moving on to Resha Sentai Tokyuger.
The real reason we wanted to talk tonight.
Yeah, we are...
Hey guys, welcome to Night at the Theater, I'm Bob.
And I'm Seltzug.
And we're gonna talk about this stupid fucking Power Ranger shit. Really bad.
I don't know if it's been said on this podcast before, but the real movie buffs of this group are myself and Paul.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I had no idea that tonight's Tokyuger was a movie episode.
Like I said, you picked the best week ever.
Beautiful timing. Beautiful time for me to have a Friday off.
Yep.
And for him to get his butt over here. But yeah.
But anyway.
So, yeah, it's the movie episode, which, as we all know, is a fucking fourth wall playground for Toei.
Oh, usually is. Right, hey, guys, remember last week when I said I was looking forward to this episode because I know the kind of meta humor they usually throw into this kind of crap? Then it turned into a Kagura episode and I stopped giving a fuck.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to say something right now just to introduce... Yes, I did watch Tokyuger this week, and here's my one all-encompassing statement to this entire episode. Damn, that Pink Ranger can rock a mustache.
I was going to say, the minute you see Kagura walk out with that mustache, I'm like, the episode's over!
I'm done! Nope!
I quit!
I came for... Because I had to, and because I was restrained. And I stayed for Kagura and a mustache. I'm pretty cool with that.
I'm the opposite. I've gotten to the point with this show where when Kagura starts trying to do things, I'm just like, nope.
I am so out.
Nope, I'm out.
I am glad that Hikari put his foot down on that.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, I'm going to steal the spotlight right now because that seems like a great idea. Even if it went, if it was with something so lame as Kendama Detective.
Well, we'll get into that in a moment.
I think that's dumb as all hell, but he did manage to...
Pull it off.
Yeah, I was going to say... Remove the whole Kagura problem.
He managed to land that ball in the cup.
Shades of Basil Rathbone.
But you know.
We all know,
with the appearance of the Kendama Detective, the real hero of this story was that security guard who actually was the one who did all the fucking work.
Yep.
And I'll get into the security guard in a bit. But first, we've got to go in order here. So they find the film shadow who's chasing the movie producer. And he's got, like, the power of not only movie genres, but of film critique. Because he throws, like, film at them to trap them.
Man. The power of film critique! I want that!
Matt, I just gotta say one thing on that. I'm actually kind of miffed this week, because my predictions were wrong twice in one week.
Yeah!
Once with Drive, because...
You suspected Takasugi?
I suspected Takasugi of being in on things somehow, and no, he was not.
He was trying to save Kusaka
from
the
shadow. He was actually trying to save people, and I was like, okay, you know what, I was wrong on that prediction. And then, of course, I also made the assumption during Tokyuger that the director guy was actually... Well, the producer, sorry. Was actually the real film shadow... and that he was using his, like,
film movie magic.
Yeah, and he was using his powers that he had shown earlier in the episode to fake an illusion of him being a human and his real self being somewhere else, and that's why he poofed and shit, and I was just like, no, that is my thing, and nope, that's not it. He's actually an actual fucking shadow that's just hiding somewhere in that studio.
Yeah.
And this producer has just had the dumb luck of the fucking gods to avoid being taken down by this guy.
Well, that's because the Tokyo showed up.
Yeah, just in time, as they always fucking do.
Welcome to Power Rangers.
Can I just say that this shadow had a really, really cool ability to throw Jurassic Park Independence
Day. I was going to mention that next, because he throws film at them to tangle them up, because it's film noir, whatever. Then he calls the movie a fiery adventure, and they get set on fire.
So this guy basically can control reality.
Yeah, yes. He has the power of film critiques.
And of course, as I said, they did what they ever... And of course, the Tokyugers pay a visit to the Toei Studios.
Yeah. So, And then, while they're fighting the monster, the last thing he does is declare the movie a huge hit spectacle, and that immediately triggers fucking World War II, jet pilots launching nukes,
a dinosaur
eats Tokati, which I was amazingly glad for,
happened.
Because that was a reference to last episode where Tokati imagined himself getting eaten by a dinosaur.
But if I go that direction, this is gonna happen. I'm gonna get eaten by a T-Rex.
They reused the exact same fucking asset animation.
Except he was transformed this time.
Stock footage.
Yeah, and they used that stock footage in this episode twice. So,
and then a spaceship.
And yeah, so a dinosaur, jets, bombs, spaceship, shoots some fucking lasers, and they all, like, get defeated. And I'm like, that was amazing!
But the best part was when Buddy takes out, like, his final
attack. Light takes out the Hyper Russia to, you know, finish him off.
But the monster says, wait, it's not the climax yet.
You can't use that yet. And Light is like, oh, okay.
But I'm gonna dick off for now, so see ya.
He covers himself with the Coming Soon logo and escapes with it.
That was great.
So then the producer dude introduces himself to them, and he's officially has the weirdest Japanese name I've ever heard. Bubai Gawara Warajiro, or just Warachan, as Cogger calls him.
Yes.
Oh my god. So, as thanks for saving him from the monster, he lets the Tokyugers sniff around their production studio, completely unaware that he's dealing with actual children.
Yeah.
Because they don't look like children.
No, I know. I'm not faulting him for that. I'm just saying, once they started going apeshit like children, he was doomed.
Well, yeah, because anyone who comes into contact with the Tokyugers are doomed.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're doomed from the start.
So, they show up on the set of the movie that he's producing. And fucking everyone's gone. Oh no, the camera crew's gone. Who will we get on such short notice? Production Sentai Tokyuger!
I just want to bring up a personal thing here. Like, I've been on many sets, actually. Real movie sets and TV show sets. But I noticed something weird. All the crew except the director are wearing white gloves. I don't know if that's a thing in Japan. That just struck me as weird because I've never seen that before.
Maybe it's just a keeping the equipment clean thing.
I don't know though, because like I said, I've been on actual sets. They don't wear gloves.
Have you been on actual Japanese sets?
In my program, I'm asked to wear fabric gloves when handling everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whenever I'm handling lenses, whenever I'm handling cameras,
Whenever
I'm handling lights as well, I'm asked to wear fabric work gloves. Not necessarily those silky sort of putting on the Ritz kind of gloves.
Oh, Light had fingerless gloves, did you notice?
Yeah. Defeats the purpose of what they're for. But yeah, I needed to wear fabric gloves.
That's just a weird thing. But anyways.
Indeedly do. What?
They were looking up stuff about the security guard, but we'll get to that in a bit.
Nope. Fucking said it!
I already know what you're angry at, probably.
Yeah.
Is it that...
We'll get to that.
Yeah,
we'll get to it.
Just, okay. So,
I fucking said it!
So, first off...
Yeah.
So, the Tokyugers take over as the film crew, and fucking Kagura walks out in full director's attire with a fucking mustache on.
Which was strangely hot. Admitted.
That was the moment I'm sure all of you checked out.
I was out. I'm no. No, it's a The second she did that, I'm just like, it's a Kagura episode. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
And see, what I thought they were going to do is at the very beginning of the episode, they all talk about their favorite movie genres. So I thought that maybe that what they were going to do is they were going to each take a stab at directing. It would be like that genre.
I probably would have enjoyed seeing that, actually.
Instead, they just decided to have the Pink Ranger be Federico Fellini.
Yeah.
So they shoot Federico one scene, Fellini. and she immediately starts correcting them, going, "You guys are too serious. We need to be happy and smile. It's a fucking cop movie." No.
They were reporters.
Yeah, police reporters.
It needs to be cute.
The most important, like, the minute she steps out, she's like, "The most important thing in a movie is passion." I'm like, okay. And then after she steps in to correct the scene, the most important thing in a movie is fashion.
But she had such a pause in between, like she forgot her fucking line, too. Like, she's like, fashion?
Fashion. Nailed it. I'm a director.
But then they came out looking like freaking Pippi Longstocking.
Oh, and the whole set is decorated with cute animals, and the two cops come in barking and meowing.
It was like looking at big, frumpy Pippi Longstocking dated, like going into a lesbian relationship with fucking hipster Goldilocks. It was crazy.
No. That was afterwards. That was when the actors ran off. This was still during when they had the two actor dudes.
Right. So, an incredibly serious-looking guy that I thought was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what I'm reacting to.
Oh.
So there was one funny moment where the producer's like, "Miss Kagura," and she's like, "Nope, you will not refer to me as Kagura. I am the director." And he's like, "Yes, how could I have made such a silly mistake?" Slaps himself. Oh, so then eventually the actors disappear, air quotes. And who are we going to get to replace the actors? Akiren Tsukade! Because fuck it, the director will run the, or the producer will run the camera.
Tsukade, who should know better but still fucking doesn't, and Akira, who gets a free pass.
Yep.
Because he's Akira.
I don't see that as realistic. Are you trying to tell me that the unions wouldn't have gotten in on that situation even if people were mysteriously disappearing? The unions would have kind of been like, "Nope, you gotta stop working that camera. Honest people who work need to work that camera."
I don't know. So they replace the actors with Akira and Tsukade, who are, yes, dressed up like Pippi Longstocking and Goldilocks.
Hipster Goldilocks.
I'm sorry. And Akira is just standing there completely deadpan going, I'm gonna read these lines, but I have no idea what any of this happening around me is.
Which is why Akira gets a free pass, because he's oblivious to everything ever.
Yeah, except kissing. He knows about kissing.
Doesn't know who to do, too.
Knows
what it is.
Akira legit turned a man gay in an earlier episode.
It was awesome.
Progressive.
Yay!
Yeah, sorry. Impressive was the word I was looking for.
He said progressive.
It's that, too.
Oh.
That all of that! So they start throwing together Kagura's shit fucked up movie, and obviously the producers has some concerns, and her immediate response is, "It's okay, we'll fix it in post."
It's fine.
We'll CG it.
You ever think that the Tokyugers might just be swindling $2 million so they can all go to Rio? They are producing what looks like a surefire flop.
Conductor's like, "Okay, step three.
I raised $2 million. Two, yes, me, one for me, one for the puppet. There's a lot of a lot of little old ladies out there.
Wagon's gonna come at 11.
As I said to you earlier, no matter what happens in that scenario, whatever you're parodying, if it's with the producers, step three always needs to be raising $2 million with little old lady boinking. There's no other solution.
One for me, one for you.
There's a lot of little old ladies out there.
We're gonna come at 11.
Never put the Power Rangers in the show!
Keep them behind the camera!
Oh my god, so...
It'll be a flop! It'll suck!
So while all this nonsense is happening, Hikari is actually doing a smart thing and looking around and trying to figure out why everyone's disappearing. And poof, in the middle of filming a scene, he reappears as the Kendama Detective. I'm so glad that came back because it was awesome the first time.
Basil Rathbone.
Yeah, Joseph.
He shows up actually dressed like Sherlock Holmes and completely solves the mystery with the help of the security guard. And they're like, wait, so you got all your info from the security guard. He sounds like he's the detective. Shut up! I'm disassembling the plot!
Excuse me, his outfit was more reminiscent of Basil of Baker Street from the Disney animated adaptation of Sherlock Holmes. He is a child. Let's go with a reasonable Disney-related assumption.
So, they find the monster and all the captive people who are being... They're having their nightmares fed into the film Shadow's evil dark movie, which is just called Darkness and Monsters Ed.
It honestly reminded me of a scene from an American Dad episode called Tearjerker. If you've seen that, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Well, then you suck.
It's a complex, well, fine!
It's a complex metaphor for how no matter where you go, the film industry is run on the nightmares and tears of the people smaller than those who run it.
Okay.
Yes!
Yeah.
So, like true internet critics, the Tokyujers say, your movie sucks even though we haven't watched it. Let's destroy it.
Which actually brought up another real-world issue involving tokusatsu. Like, the fact that people are getting their shit in a twist over Dino Charge, which hasn't even come out yet.
Why, though?
Kevin, you...
Because it's breaking the Sentai material from which it stands.
So did RPM, and it was fucking amazing.
So did MMPR, and it was the...
Sequel. Yes, but entitled Sentai Elitists.
Yeah. I have to admit, when I found out that they don't do the Sama dance, I was kind of disappointed, but I decided to put that behind me.
Yeah, but that's still a point of aggression on the internet.
No, I'm well aware of that.
What do you mean they don't do the dance? How can they charge the batteries if they don't dance?
Technically, they charge it before they do the dance.
Who cares?
What do you mean they stop that samba?
They actually stop that samba.
I don't want it to stop the samba.
Basically, bottom line, people, watch something before you judge.
I'm going to watch Dino Charge.
Looks like fun.
And watch Darkness.
A friend of a friend of mine is the Blue Ranger.
And watch Darkness and Monster Z, the movie.
Yeah.
Watch it.
I probably mentioned it, but Petros, who created My Life as a Video Game, one of his friends is the guy who's playing the Blue Ranger.
Nice.
Yeah, and apparently that guy who's playing the Blue Ranger is the first person outside of the production crew to see the ninja suits.
Ah.
Or so I've been told. Okay. I don't know. So they fight the film Shadow, and Hikari proves that he's learned from his attacks and dodges them, even though Takati, Kagura, and Akira still get hit by his film noir.
I wonder if that's like a small poke at the fact that like Sentai is so formula-based. Like,
yeah.
I can see his attacks coming.
Absolutely. He says it. I only needed to see it once. Now I can
dodge. Now I know how it's going to...
Yeah. Takati still gets munched by the dinosaur, of course.
Yeah. Stock footage.
And then they pull a surprise at... Light pulls out the Hyper Russia, and the monster's like, oh shit, is it the climax? And he's like, change my mind, we're gonna go Renketsu Bazooka, because no one's seen it in 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And oh my god, the best part of the episode, what they fire out of the Renketsu Bazooka.
Before you say that, I just love how in the back Akira's doing nothing, just in the back.
Still tied up.
Yeah, like we have to find a way to get him out.
He's holding his sword and he can't do anything with it.
But anyways, what happens, sir?
So, Light's about to fire it and Kagura like butt bumps him out of the way and charges the fucking Rainbow Rush with... her own copy of the fucking security guard who flies forth and unleashes a hellstorm combo upon the film Shadow.
That security guard.
Yeah, and so, like, he punches him, and he flies up, and the monster, right before he explodes, says, he's really powerful security guard!
Yeah. Really tight security!
And he also shouts, this is my end mark!
No, that's when they fight him in the Megazord. So, yeah, he grows big, they summon Tokyo Rainbow, he makes a couple more jokes, they kill him, and then he makes the end mark joke.
An editing joke!
And then as he dies, he says, Finn.
Can I just... That's
before we get into... Right before, I have one more thing. The last line in the episode is, movies are great, go see movies. And my thought was, Tokyuger versus Kyoryuger is coming out soon. This feels like kind of a missed opportunity.
It's like that end of that South Park episode about plays at the very end. Go see Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so that security guard. Let's pull up his article. His name is Tsutomu Kitagawa, and he's a veteran suit actor.
There's just one thing. While we were watching the episode, he knows because I watched it with him.
Yeah.
When he was doing the fucking flurry of blows on the guy, I saw his face and I kind of went back and I paused it for a second and I looked at Kevin and I was like, is that fucking Space Sheriff Gavon? Like the original one?
You thought it was Oba Kenji.
Yeah. Apparently, hey, what else has that actor done? Fucking Battle Kenya! And Denji Blue, wasn't he?
Wait,
No. Here's what you're missing. You thought it was Oba Kenji. That's his suit actor.
Yeah.
I said
he thought it was Kenji.
This guy is the suit actor
for
a shit ton of Sentai.
Isn't that Kenji? Nope, his suit actor.
That's it. And I look at it like, isn't that the original Gavon? No, it's the guy who played it, who did the suit acting for him.
Let's roll down this list. This is the credentials for the security guard from Tokyuger.
Wasn't he Denji Blue too?
Yes, that's right. It's right there.
Both.
Okay,
yeah,
so
that was my thing.
He has donned the Godzilla suit since 99.
That is amazing.
The third actor to do so.
He's been Godzilla.
He was in Godzilla 2000.
Look at the bottom. No, look at the bottom. Like scroll down.
Well, we'll look at
it's a different link than the one Kevin was looking at.
I had a thing that showed his entire Godzilla filmography.
Yeah, he's been in here. Yeah. I'll say it quick.
Hey, he's Ninja Black.
Yeah.
He was Spider-Man.
Hold on.
He's got it up.
Shut up. We're going in order here.
Shut up.
So, apparently his wife, Aiko Onodera, was the suit actress for Miss America, but he apparently replaced her to do some of the more dangerous stunts. So this man has been Miss America.
He was Spider-Man.
What I said.
He played Spider-Man.
He was Spider-Man, the live-action Spider-Man, Japanese version.
I have that.
I know you do.
Apparently he played Bat Lee in Gekiranger as well. And then, let's go down the Sentai filmography. Battle Fever J, Battle Kenya and Miss America. Denjiman as Denji Blue. Goggle Black, Dyna Black, Blue 3 from Bioman, Change Pegasus, Blue Flash, Blue Mask, Shishi Ranger from Die Ranger, and Ninja Black from Kakar Ranger.
That's awesome.
This guy is amazing.
Well, I want to also bring up, because like just the fact that he's donned the Godzilla suit is so goddamn cool. He's played Godzilla in Godzilla 2000, Godzilla vs. Mega Gyrus, Godzilla against Mecha Godzilla, Godzilla Tokyo SOS.
Final Wars!
And Final Wars.
Oh my god!
And also, he was King Ghidorah in Rebirth of Mothra 3.
Oh god.
This guy is badass.
Wow.
I am so glad I came here to
He is the man who tail whipped fucking American Godzilla into the Sydney Opera.
Yeah!
He's a practical effects legend. Like,
yeah!
He's got a lot of really good practical effects experience. Jesus.
And they're paying tribute to him with a Tokyuger episode.
What the fuck?
That was really cool of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have made it a Gokaiju episode myself.
No, that's where they paid homage to the actual character actor.
I was going to say, that was more Akiba Rangers territory.
Yeah, they did have a suit actor.
That's
Akiba
what
Ranger.
I mean. It was a total episode about suit
Wait,
actors.
Wait, who was the suit actor from friggin' Akiba Rangers?
I think
I'll
it was...
That up.
Jet Red. I think
was,
that was the whole point.
Yeah, it was some legendary freaking suit actor.
It was either Bokenger, Jetman, or what was the other one?
I'll look him up.
Do you think he petitioned to play Godzilla in the legendary movie? I want to be Godzilla in the CGI movie. I'll be like Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis is a legend.
Oh, I love him.
So, the guy who was in Akiba Ranger was Kazuo Nibori.
Who's yet another fucking legendary
Oh my god,
guy.
This list is longer.
Yeah.
He was stronger.
He was
okay.
Ass.
He was a Shocker Combat man. He was Ichigo, Nigo, X, Amazon, Aka Ranger from Go Ranger, Stronger, Battle Japan, Denji Red, Vol Eagle, Goggle Red, Dyna Red, Red One from Bioman, Change Dragon, Red Flash, Red Mask, Red Falcon from Iron Man.
Red Hawk.
Red Turbo, 5 Red, Red Hawk, and oh my god, this list is longer.
The list is too long.
He was Kamen Rider Arc from the Kiva movie!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Too many roles.
Oh god.
No wonder they had him appear.
TV drama, Kamen Rider Kiva.
Yeah.
Mudge Ranger, Blade, Hurricanger.
Who was he in Mudge
Ranger? Gal Ranger.
Let's see if I can find out. It doesn't say who else he is.
But anyway.
Apparently he was the priest who married two characters in the finale of Jetman.
Himself and Akiba Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Red Hawk, and that's where he got the Jetman powers from.
Yep. That was cool. Oh, and there's the shot of him from Akiba Ranger.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So, there's a couple of bits and pieces about a couple of veteran suit actors. So, yeah, and with regards to Tokyuger, next week apparently Schwartz and Akira are going to make their move. So, hooray, plot episode. Less Congress stash.
Yay!
Congress stash.
I know you do.
Fap to it later. Not
you
now.
Hipster ass.
You sick weirdo.
No, just for that, I think I'll fap to it now.
Oh, no!
It's dead!
It's so veiny!
Oh, God. Oh, calm the fuck down. It's not like none of you guys never seen one before.
I've seen yours plenty.
Not in 8 years.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
Okay, let's move on. So, we finally got around to watching the Sharivan movie.
Oh, glorious.
So, I have someone who wants to appear for this part.
Rising from the ashes, Silvercaster, Overkill!
Yeah.
Ah! Just waiting.
So,
Yes, drink this bleach.
Oh god, so many swords!
So, yes, Uchukeiji Sharivan Next Generation.
We finally watched it!
Yay!
Surprisingly gorier than I thought.
Yeah.
Just a little bit
Was Gavan this gory? I don't remember.
It wasn't this gory, it was gory.
Okay.
This off topic, the one thing of off topic, it smells a lot like men in here.
Men!
What manly men in here flexing!
And we're wearing
and apparently masturbating to Kagura's mustache.
Oh, just the mustache, though.
Just the tip.
Yeah.
It smells like suit actor in here.
Nice.
Mixed slightly with lightly chlorinated.
See what I've done? See what I've done?
Yeah.
You brought us together.
But so, apparently the Sharivan movie is part one of a two-part, which the second part is the Scheider movie. And I was totally confused on which was which, because I was expecting Akira Date to be the main character of this movie. Apparently I had them backwards. He's Scheider.
Bass backwards.
That stupid Next Gen trilogy. Oh boy.
I just want to point something out here. I really feel like the director of this movie just watched J.J. Abrams' Star Trek. Lens flares everywhere!
Every single
but that's
place
how you know we're
internal lighting.
That's how you know we're in the future. In the future.
In Uchu.
Uchu.
Like, it was blinding.
So speaking of fucking stupid effects that they have to put in to explain where they are, where exactly were we at the start of the movie?
Planet Bird?
Fucking
fuck, what are we doing here?
Planet Bird is their home base.
Why?
But why
so
though?
Stupid.
Because birds. Because bird villain.
That has nothing to do with it.
I can't see that
it
bird.
Has everything
no,
to do with
it. No, that bird is on that planet somewhere.
Oh, I hope so.
I still want to fuck that bird.
We know you do.
I'm going to rip the feathers off from behind.
That's some weird David Lynch shit.
I was saying, like, did David Lynch direct this?
All this soft lighting and single monotone colored lighting and fucking people with animal heads!
Like, this is like Eraserheads is gonna show up.
And apparently her name is Horror Girl.
Oh.
I want her to be speaking in weird backwards but forwards talk.
Bensuit.
And not that weird high pitch.
Bensuit.
Yeah, that high pitch with the
that
birds in the background.
Fuck.
That was creepy.
And there were like feathers just hovering around
for
no reason.
I loved every second of it.
So, I noticed quite a lot of familiar faces in this movie. First off, Seigi, a.k.a. Uchu Keiji Esteban, was played by Blue Buster from Go Busters.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah. Suffice to say, you made up for being wrong.
Yeah, I made up for the first two wrongs and made up, yep.
Our phones called each other in this episode.
So, two wrongs do make a right.
And two rights make a left.
Ow!
It's a crossover episode.
Three rights. I was trying to quote Fairly Odd Parents.
That was fairly odd of you.
Yeah. And also, a couple others. Guyler, the evil businessman with the Mike Tyson tattoos, was played by Abba Red. The Red Dino Thunder Abba Ranger.
And he looks so different with long, super long hair.
Yeah. When I first saw him, I thought he was fucking Honda Kenta, a.k.a. Fives, but I'm like, no, not quite right. Please so don't. I looked it up. And,
man, you guys are just really pissing me off with these fucking car shifts moving up back and forth the
entire it's like
time.
It's like Yamaki with a lighter. I can't help it. And the other character, the other actor that was familiar was, the character known as Genser, who we'll talk about later, who was apparently played by Abba Ray Blue. So we had two Abba Rangers in this movie and a Go Buster.
Because Japan.
Because Toei.
Oh, and a Kamen Rider. I forgot. Shider did cameo a little bit. Although he didn't fight like he did in the fucking Gavan movie.
Gavan did at the beginning, but that was about it.
Yeah.
So now this.
Gabon!
This movie was a retelling of an old series? Or?
No, it's.
It's literally Next Generation.
It's reboot because. It's reboot, but at the same time.
New users.
They're successors.
The old.
Yeah.
Space sheriffs handed down their powers.
Oh, yeah, because we did see the old one at one point in this movie.
Well, in Gavin is when the three of them gave their powers to the new guy.
And in Gavin, it was awesome because it was like, you saw, like, the old suit, and it has, like, dials and buttons on it, and then it goes to the new Gavin, and it's all digital and touchscreeny. Yeah.
I saw it as less of them giving their powers over and more just allowing their powers to be replicated in some in something else.
Yeah, because they are slightly different.
That is a neat way of putting it. I want to point out about this movie is this was, like, one of the cheapest-looking things I've ever seen in my life. Like, the CGI was atrocious for what it was. The
You didn't see the Gavan movie. And
I'm glad
the,
I did.
Oh my god, did you not see the Gavan movie?
And the frigging sheet-covered prop that was supposed to be a rock that he was standing on.
Oh!
Because the sheet was flapping in the wind as he landed on it.
Oh, I remember it!
But there was, like, these... I mean, I hate these in any movie, but these plug-in blood effects when they get shot.
Yeah.
The actual prop.
It starts with, like, a weird CG blood spurt, and then it goes to them actually coughing up strawberry jam.
Like, yeah, like, it's so, like, fake-looking. It's amazing. Now, the suits themselves are okay, except that, for me, this is a personal preference, they're too shiny.
Yeah,
well, that's kind of what they are.
No, I get that that's the point.
This is a different franchise than Rider Sentai. This is the Metal Hero
series. You know what they look like? They look like toys. Like, toys you get that are extra shiny.
Could it be that these shows only exist to sell toys?
It all makes sense now.
Oh, I did it.
I get it.
I cracked the code.
I don't get it.
Have you ever gone to a dollar store and found random Chinese toys that look like Toku Heroes?
Yes, that's what they look like.
Welcome to Metal
Hero.
That's
what it is. Metal Hero sometimes gets knocked off.
Little Plucky's Ninja Protects.
Yes. Yep. And we get a lot of those and they look like Metal Heroes. And some of them are actual Metal Heroes. It's actually kind of disrespectful.
Fun fact, the Beetleborgs are from Metal Hero.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Battle Fever J. Nice.
No, that's a Sentai. It's from Juco B-Fighter and B-Fighter Kabuto.
I'm still amazed you can just name that off the top of your head.
I really like Beetleborgs.
Anyway, the movie itself was, it had a... like a semi-interesting plot in the sense of like
I should hope that it should have a semi-interesting plot because it sure as fuck didn't have an interesting main character.
Can I just say something right
now? What are you talking about? The main character is actually pretty awesome. He fucking like nonchalant and beat the shit out of 20 guys.
I'm watching this movie
and that was it.
I'm watching this movie and I'm sitting here and I'm it's space cops. It's armored space cops. I'm sitting there. I'm
police
like,
all right, cops.
All right, police cops. Let's just go through the basic tropes of cop movies in my head. So what? Are these just a bunch of armored cops out trying to make sure space monsters don't
what, sell space drugs to kids or something
Five
like
seconds
that?
Later, guy giving drugs and talking about how even a child will become a perfect soldier with this drug.
And I'm just sitting here like, so the plot of this movie is about a bunch of space cops trying to stop space monsters from selling space drugs to kids, right?
Space kids.
Space kids. My favorite aspect of these...
No, they did say Earth. They did say Earth.
We're in space.
We're in a form of space.
But anyway, my favorite aspect of these space drugs, though, was the fact of how they would show how they work. Look, it makes you, like, invulnerable to pain so you can be a perfect soldier. Fine, whatever, science fiction. My favorite part is every single time they do the drug, someone just point blank takes a gun or a knife and just...
No, it was a sword.
Or yeah, sword, whatever.
Just
and
cuts them right the
no,
fuck open.
No, one of them got shot. One of them got shot. The first okay. one.
The first woman got cut open by the dude's sword.
Yeah.
Was it the first one?
Guyler,
no,
whatever.
The girl.
No, I know. At the very beginning.
She got stabbed.
Guyler stole Guard Beast's sword and slashed her fucking open.
You're right. But that's what I mean. I just love how, like, they just do it, like, straight up. It works. See? Cut.
Yeah.
And then they act like they're on Joker Venom because they just start laughing.
Yeah.
I thought that was,
and,
like...
And you were saying about how... Sure, you're not feeling any pain, but you are going to die.
Of blood loss, like, right there. Like, every time, it's,
like
right near the neck.
But with me, it's one of the... When I saw them do that, I was like, okay, you got slashed, like, from the shoulder down to the middle of your chest. How are you still moving your arm?
Yeah.
That's a good point, too.
Like, how are you... Like,
muscle
I don't care
tissue.
If you're not in pain or anything, but you got your fucking, like, half your chest cut open.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, moving on.
Like, your collarbone! Ow!
I didn't even bother taking notes down for this movie, but, like, what even is there?
Something I noticed, like, we all noticed this at one point, too, about the movie. They're not in the suits that often. Like, it's only, like, 5 minutes of screen time.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, a certain... Is there a time limit to how long they can be in the suit?
No.
Okay, I don't know that.
The time limit
we know
takes
of,
to transport the suit,
millisecond.
I gotta give the movie this. Like, it wasn't good, because we're all, you know, thinking people... So we could pretty much guess what the twists were, but I appreciate enough that they actually tried to do something sneaky.
Yeah.
They didn't succeed, but they tried.
Yeah, so...
Like, I gotta go take a piss! Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That, right there, right near the beginning of the movie, the three of them going in. Alright, we're gonna catch these guys. Oh, I need to take a piss. He's the spy.
Yeah.
No, like...
He's the fucking spy!
But the chick at the same time was on her phone as well.
Well, no, yeah.
That's what
that
I
was just like...
That was a different spy.
That's why I was like...
Hers was such an obvious one
so
that it couldn't have been it.
So technically everyone was right, in a way.
No, that's what I mean in the sense of, like... I mean, if they had just done... Buddy said, oh, I gotta take a leak. He just leaves, and that's all they did? Yeah, obviously. But they tried to throw you for another curve by making the girl, like...
Text the monster,
and very clearly, like, put her gun on the lowest setting.
Yeah.
And should we talk about that at all?
Yeah, so as they're, like, fighting their way out through these crime bosses and monsters, the... Eileen is her name, the one that we're supposed to believe is the spy.
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah.
Eileen Adler?
Sure. So she steps forth before they're able to finish off Guard Beast, turns her gun down to some sort of stun mode that turns off his higher functions and, like, immobilizes him.
And then they kick him. He's dead! Yeah, totally, he's dead.
And then they send him off, his body off to the ditziest forensic scientist I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Space forensic scientist.
Who was apparently played by one of Death Ryuger's bitches.
Oh!
From the Kyo Ryuger Gabarincho music movie.
And is one of the most beautiful and fertile women on her planet.
Probably.
Come, we will make many spawn.
Space spawn.
Space spawn.
Everything is space, okay, guys?
We'll go make love in the space maze. The
space maze!
We get it, you're from space!
What a majestic creature.
So, Eileen freaks out when they find out they're doing an autopsy and starts looking even more suspicious.
And starts defibrillating the rubber costume.
Yeah.
Korea! And then pulls a moment where I just sat there and went, the fucking Guard Beast is a spy within the evil organization and she's just his...
Contact.
Sons of bitches pulled a Young Justice season 2 on us.
Yeah. Shh, I'm still watching that.
I was saying, it wasn't until I reached, like, the climax of the movie that it did finally sink in of just, this is just the Gavin movie again.
Without this the giant CG boss fight at the end.
This is the same movie.
And without Chink and Yellow to pretty it up.
But just evil organization that we need to thwart because bad things are happening. I don't, like, you know, just best buddy is actual whole butt-sex surprise bad guy. And then just, oh, I can't beat you. You're my friend. Okay, I have to beat you. You're my friend.
Like, I'm gonna bro fist you into death.
But that's just it. It's like it was the same. No transformations the whole movie.
Yeah.
It then was they a, end. Yeah.
It was a very flat. Like you could have honestly like take out Guard Beast being one of the main characters and all the morphing sequences. This could have been like some Japanese
drama.
Like, yeah, like drama. Last week on Flowers with No Love.
The longest bunch hour of I've ever experienced.
Space flowers.
Space flowers.
Bunch of monsters try to sell Sorry? Space drugs to kids, and the space cops gotta go stop.
And just like Gavin, the longest hour I've ever experienced.
I know, yeah. Right?
Just
it's a very
I did it with
movie.
Gavin, and I did it with this one. Just,
and we'll do it again with Shiner.
And just, oh, it's only an hour.
Yeah, no,
for it.
It's an hour
forever.
7 hours later.
I don't know what's worse, watching that or leveling an alt on an alternate server with no BOA gear.
Oh God,
World of Warcraft.
That's a wild
there was one interesting bit, and I guess it was technically fan servicey in the sense of like they brought back the older guy.
Yeah.
Was that whole hostage situation going on? There was some stuff in there like. I'll calculate if I drop my gun and
this
and
is the part where we find out what kind of character he is.
Yeah.
He calculates everything.
Because
but
Lord knows he was on screen for all 5 seconds in the King Gavan movie.
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite aspect of that, though, was the fact that, like, you know, the monster has the girl in, like, you know, a gun on her. And, you know, as a cop, you're not really supposed to take a shot unless it's clean. There's, like, a good foot of his head peeking out.
Yeah, there was. He had a lot of open space.
But he said, first, I'll shoot the gun, then I'll shoot out his legs. No, just shoot him!
Yeah.
And then Buddy takes out his knife.
He's got to calculate
That's
everything.
Just it. How about the face?
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the beginning of the thing where I was really mad because they were shooting the guys in the chest who were immune to pain. And I was like, if you just shoot them in the head, they go down!
Yeah, you were mentioning
yeah.
that.
There's basically zombies.
But that's just, no, but that's just it. Taking damage to your person and not feeling pain are two completely
different
things.
Yeah, I know, and they're getting
That's what we were saying.
Yeah, and they're getting back up and fighting. I'm like, shoot them in the fucking head.
These are basically zombies.
The amount of groin shots in this.
Yeah.
But then what's the guy? The main character guy.
Good thing you made your dick to
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, he goes up and he fucking shoots them all in the head, and they're all down.
Not the way I fight.
Yeah, I gotta say that once the first time we see Sharivan or Kai is his human name. First time we see him fight, he is the most badass motherfucker on the planet.
He's like, fuck that! Bang in the head! Bang in the head!
Headshots everyone!
And then
fucking judo chops a dude with his gun.
He needs a Tom Selleck mustache.
Motherfucker fucking shoots a fucking guy in the leg, shoots another guy in the head, as the guy's falling down, shoots in the back of the head.
This was some John
Wick. Does a backflip and fucking hits the fucking monster in the top of the head with a gun.
I was legit expecting a Kabuto-style counter kick.
This was like some John Wick shit right here, and I hate John Wick, so...
we need more dubs.
Predictable, underwhelming, and with actors that haven't been seen in a very long time.
Yes.
No, what we need is some dubs.
So, anyways, they figure out the twist with the spy, and it turns out that Mr. Bluebuster was a spy for the villains, and the Guard Beast was a spy for the police because he was actually human.
So we had that moment early in the movie where Dave was just like. Fucking called it, minutes later, Dave, pick up your phone.
No, but then our phones had a fight because they were basically it was.
You both called.
We were both right.
Yeah.
Then again, I didn't really. Then
we're
again,
both
after a while,
drunk dialing
like,
one another, trying to tell each other the really cool thing that you just figured out.
Yeah.
Hey guys, that totally loves you, but you were right. No, man, you were right. No, we were both right. Yeah.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
About at the end of the day, aren't we all a little right?
No, I'm left.
No.
Ooh.
Oh.
harsh.
The following was true, and by that I mean it was false. It was all a lie.
So let's talk about the ending.
It had an ending?
Rough.
That lightsaber battle that didn't happen until, like, lightsaber battle actually happened.
That thing there.
Laser sword!
Both of them are like, laser sword! And the swords turned off when they had to clash with each other.
And then they did it again, and it actually stayed!
And then there were, like, regular-ass sword fight, and it's like, what happened to laser sword?
Considering how... Wait, wait, wait.
Okay.
Considering how cheap this movie looked, I wouldn't be surprised if they turned it off simply because they either ran out of money or just didn't want to take the time to do that.
It's like, laser blade, and the budget's gone.
Yeah. And then
they start fighting with their guns, and the red guy, I keep forgetting his name.
Cherry Bomb.
Guy with the bags under his eyes.
Cherry
Bang takes the gun, it takes his gun, shoots the other guy's gun out. All of a sudden, he has the gun again.
Yeah.
When he takes the girl hostage.
Someone wasn't supervising the cinematography well.
Continuity.
Yeah.
In terms of their swords, they couldn't pay the hydro and they turn the lights off.
Yeah. and then he fucking dehensions, gets his fucking dick kicked in, goes and grabs the fucking immunity thing, injects himself. Goes fucking insane.
The whole movie, we're supposed to be like, drugs are bad, okay? You shouldn't do the drug that makes you not feel pain.
And then the day was one with drugs.
Solve the problem and by then, taking drugs.
Best henshin ever.
Oh my god.
Not a fuck given.
It's Doom.
Oh god.
Walks up, and, you know, it takes 1 millisecond, right, the henshin?
But he walks several steps forward.
So I'm like, holy fuck, he's moving super fast.
I have to ask, too, was this, like, a big deal, this movie?
Kind of.
Was it released in theaters?
Yeah.
It was nowhere near a big deal as, like, Kamen Rider or Sentai movies.
Because once again, like, this movie is so goddamn cheap looking. Like, especially when he gets, like, the drugs going up his body, covers his whole face. You can clearly see it stop at his hairline because there's some skin still left because, you know, they were too cheap to go on. So, like, I would really like to find out, was there troubles behind the scenes?
No, it's just that this is what they do. That's what Toku does.
Low budget is kind of a thing.
Still
Toku is like Doctor Who. Bad special effects are normal.
But this was a movie.
It doesn't matter if it's a movie. It was not a special.
It was not a high-profile movie.
Okay, that's all I'll say.
Bad special effects is a thing.
Okay. It generates hype because Metal Heroes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Raven's been saying, you understand that you need to see the Gavan movie, and while you're watching it, understand that this was a bigger deal than the Sharivan movie.
Uh-huh. All right. And then they go and they do the lightsaber thing, but after he does this, you know, super badass, I can move my legs faster than 1 millisecond henshin, and then... Then they actually have a lightsaber battle. I'm just like, yeah, lightsaber battles.
This is what we paid for.
And then beats the shit out of him. Wow. And like walks up to him, puts the handcuff on him, and passes out. Fucking done.
You're under arrest. Job done.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the movie.
Yeah.
And that's the movie. And then Gavan showed up to actually do the police work.
Yay! And then
he fucks the pig.
What?
Why must you always bring up pig fucking?
Don't you mean fucks the bird?
Man, he just likes bacon a lot.
Because a really bad movie.
So the movie pretty much ends with Horror Girl, the bird chick, dancing happily because her evil plot is still in motion because it's going to continue in the Shider movie.
Vasa de noche, everybody. Vasa de noche.
What?
You'll
see.
I'm gonna edit that out.
It's a pig fucking movie. It's good thing I'm editing.
Chris, can you repeat what you said? Because I'm gonna edit out half of what you just said.
I blocked out that thing.
Good boy.
Just repeat what you said because I'm editing out the whole thing.
What did I say?
I don't remember.
Either. All I heard
something
was
about dancing.
Anyway, it was a movie that we didn't like.
No. I liked it.
I just couldn't.
It wasn't a movie I would seek out, but it was interesting. I barely knew
who Sharivan was. I still barely know who Sharivan is. And I don't care.
Yeah.
But you will watch Shider
because it is the story of where Akira Date from Kamen Rider Oz went when he.
Hey, that's not. No, fuck you. I'm only allowed to explain my crafting theories.
It's Dave's theory.
So what happens is in Oz. Dante goes and goes to get out to get his bullet in his head brain removed thing. And
that's
then,
a sentence.
Wow.
And
that's head, words you said.
In his head brain removed thing.
Okay. No, that's legit brain head removed thingy. Then what he does is when they do, they go and they're like, we like you. You're really strong. Can you become a Kamen Rider again? No, because I handed on my belt to another dude. He's like, well, fuck it. We'll put you into space and we'll make you space sheriff. What? Fucking awesome! Goes up and he's like, you need more training. Brings him back down, becomes Proto Bird.
Yep.
That's his training.
Okay.
That's his training to become Shiriban. No, wrong one.
Shriver.
That's it.
Or
Maria Shriver.
Anything.
Yeah. No. Legit. Fucking. That's happening. That's a thing.
Akira returns.
Brain, head remove, bullet thingy.
I just need to watch it because I need to put the nail in this coffin.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then put your dick through it.
Do we know when the Shriver's supposed to be out?
Probably late next year.
Oh, Christ.
This has been a year since we saw the first one, too.
No, it hasn't.
Really? How long has
and
it been?
Besides, we saw it way after.
We
yeah,
the fact that we talked
say,
about it on Cast Ranger means it's less than a year. Because we started Cast Stranger episode 20 of Gaim.
Yeah. But
episode 3 of Tokyo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's our spiel on Sharivan. Watch it if you want, but you're probably better off.
I'd give it a good, like, just give it a watch. It's so good it's bad.
Go watch Gaim.
Oh, wait, I said that bad. I dyslexied that
it's
one.
It's so good.
It's
so bad.
No, go with that, because it's a bad fucking movie.
Go watch Gaim again, because Shinken Yellow pretties it up.
Do yourself a favor,
you
people.
See her without... Hey, she doesn't have a bra on in that movie. You do see her nips.
Do yourself a favor,
okay,
everybody.
Brawling.
Go watch
yeah.
Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
Oh, that's better.
That's some nips in that movie.
Don't.
Guys, I'm the new Blue Ranger. Isn't
fuck
it great
you!
Or what?
You're okay with seeing his nips? That's pretty cool by you.
Oh yeah, the guy who dies and he falls over and he doesn't have a shirt on, you can see his nips.
Okay.
Hey, there's an actual good cleavage in the Turbo movie.
Who's?
Diva Toss.
Oh yeah.
How
absolutely.
Could you forget
first
Diva
boner?
Yeah. The cool part is like it was Hillary, whatever the fuck her actress's name was in the movie. Then it was Carol Hoyt in the first season of Turbo, but then they switched back to Hillary, the movie actress, when they changed Rangers mid show.
Yeah, but we're. This movie is right,
anyway,
so weird that we're talking about Turbo.
Let's talk about our
yeah.
Let's talk about our Twitters and Facebooks now.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. You can follow us at castranger.podbean.com to see our episodes go up. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. That's Cast Ranger, one word. You can also put Cast Ranger if you feel like it.
Just put Cast Ranger in Google and everything it'll shows up.
My sweater smells like bum.
He's been sitting on it.
He's been shitting
on it.
He's
been farting the whole time.
No.
It was the Charlie Brown delivery you just gave him.
I got a rock.
I got a bum.
My sweater smells like bum.
You can follow us on Twitter at Ixie Studios. We also have a Cast Ranger Facebook page.
If you want, I mean,
you can follow us on Overzeal Gaming for daily Let's Plays and Twitch streams and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're over on our gaming channel, Overzeal Gaming. We're doing live streaming now. So, yeah, tune in. Fun
sex.
Times.
To Ninja.
You can also...
To Ninja. Toon Chaser.
Sometimes we post porn in the chat room.
That's
nice. We did that because we found the fucking...
Akato Pink movie.
Yeah,
the
on
one about
YouTube.
The one about Lady Fight Club with nudity. It was on YouTube uncensored.
On YouTube uncensored. Favorited it.
Ichi, mind if I make a shameless plug?
Sure.
You can also check me out. I'm on another podcast called Room V's. That's ROOM, Room Movies.
The rest of the word movies?
Yes, as movies. Paul made a guest appearance once, too. You can check him out on one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's basically me and...
What movies did you guys talk about?
Flesh for Frankenstein and Blood for Dracula.
Oh.
That's the one he...
Oh, was it like a Halloween thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to.
Okay.
No, basically, we take a look at some old movies. There's actually a... In Rutland's 2 earlier, there's a Mechagodzilla movie on there somewhere.
Cool.
Check it out.
Nice.
And where can they find it?
Roomvs.com.
Oh, okay.
We're also on iTunes, so you can check us out there.
Yay!
Everyone's on iTunes!
Affiliate!
Everyone tunes!
Yay.
Everyone tune.
Everybody iTunes.
Okay, so next week on Cast Ranger, Type Technique and Schwartz and Acura make their move. And we'll figure out a topic.
And hopefully I'll be there instead of fighting off the aliens.
You know what? I think next week I think we should do Guyver.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. Next week we're doing Guyver.
Question.
Which one? Anime or live action
which
movie?
Live action variant. Movie.
I was going to say, which variant?
Live action live movie, motherfucker.
Number two, the second live action movie.
No, we're going to do them in order.
Okay,
we're
going to
do them in order.
I got them. Let's do it.
We're going to watch that god-awful piece of shit that is the first one.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I am the Guyver.
And then we do the one starring David Hayter.
Which is the better one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be fantastic.
The Guyver.
Next week, guys.
The Guyver.
You need
Guyver.
To get here.
Guyver.
You need to watch it.
The
like,
Guyver.
You need to be here.
I probably need to rewatch that shit.
The Guyver. The
Guyver. Okay, so, yeah.
The
so, Guyver. We'll be here next week.
We can watch a bat. We can watch a bat person rap.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot.
Oh, my God.
I will never let anyone forget that.
Jimmy Walker.
Just in the same way I made sure you never would.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Podcast over.
I really hope Lane listens to this episode so he can hear what he missed.
Podcast over.
Maho Shoujo Cinderella.
I said podcast over on the editor. Fuck you.
Maho Sentai Cinderinja.